fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Welcome to this morning's edition of Fitter Happier here on The Record on RTR-FM, as we do every week on a Thursday. Now, most people think they handle, prepare and cook food safely, but the stats tell us that most food poisoning happens at home, as well as cases of salmonella actually rising in WA. Food poisoning can be very serious, particularly for older people and children. However, preventing food poisoning is simple if foods are handled, cooked and stored correctly. Joining us this morning is Food Environmental Health Directorate Managing Scientist Stan Goodchild to discuss some of the things you can do to reduce your risk of food poisoning. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Lawrence. Good to be here.
Thanks for being with us. To start, can you tell us a little bit about your role and what you do with the Department of Health?
I'm the Managing Scientist Food for the Department of Health. So we are responsible for the basically the food regulatory system that operates within Western Australia. And we do a little bit of on-the-ground operational work, but most of it's done by local government, and we provide policy advice and direction to local government in terms of food safety that's happening within food businesses in Western Australia.
Okay, there was a strategy released about 3 or 4 years ago in 2017. It was called the Foodborne Illness Reduction Strategy to help risk management approaching and reducing cases of food poisoning. Can you tell us what is food poisoning?
Food poisoning is an illness caused by eating food or drink that has been contaminated by, say, for the likes of bacteria, parasites, viruses or toxins. Predominantly, it's by bacteria, but others can be as well. The symptoms can be mild or severe, and some people are more at risk of getting food poisoning than others, like the elderly and children, pregnant women, as you've mentioned, and also people who've got weak immune systems as well.
I'm sure I've definitely felt the effects of food poisoning, as I'm sure most people have throughout their lives. How can some of the major symptoms present?
You've got stomach pains, diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, and vomiting. And it usually occurs within 12 to 36 hours, but it can be a little bit short of it, and it can also be longer as well, but the average is between 12 and 36 hours.
Okay, and how does food poisoning actually occur, and how can you help prevent it?
It obviously occurs when you eat foods that are contaminated with the bacteria or parasites and others that I've mentioned before. How can you prevent it? You need to. We advise to like to clean, separate, and cook and chill. They're the main things that we focus on, and. Things like you should never wash raw chicken. You should always let raw chicken juices ensure that they don't contaminate other foods. You should separate raw chicken, meat and eggs from other ready-to-eat foods like salads and to prevent cross-contamination. And you should never wash raw eggs. And lots of people like to wash raw eggs, but you should never wash them. And you should avoid putting keep foods out of the danger zone, and the danger zone 60 degrees C, which is when bacteria allows bacteria to grow. And some simple steps that you could take is to clean your hands and bench tops and utilities properly. And often when you're preparing food, particularly when you're prepared poultry or meat dishes, wash them down so that they don't contaminate other products that may be put on the boards. Separate raw and foods from, like chicken and meat from, and seafoods and eggs from other ready-to-eat foods. Cook your food until it's steaming and hot through and also chill your foods to keep it out of the danger zone. And when you're chilling foods, just pull the 2 or 4 hour rule. So if your food's been out of the refrigerator for 2 hours, you should never put it back. And if it's been out for 4 hours, you should throw it away. So anything over 2 to 4 hours, if you want to put it back in the fridge, you should throw it away.
Okay, plenty of great advice just there. And you've mentioned a couple of the main culprits, chicken and eggs. Are there any other main culprits that you'd expect in food poisoning cases?
Any food can be an issue if it's not handled correctly. But other things that are quite possible, meats in general, like beef, lamb and pork, generally we don't have many food poisoning outbreaks related to those products, but it is possible and they do need to be handled properly. Any processed foods need to be handled correctly. Eggs, as I've mentioned before, need to be handled correctly. And things like seafood can also be an issue if they're not handled correctly. And by that, if the foods generally will be a problem for two reasons: if there's cross-contamination or there's had temperature abuse, and particularly any raw food, it's very important that the temperatures are controlled before it's prepared.
Okay, some great advice and some rather simple ideas to go by. Make sure you're not cross-contaminating. Make sure you're cleaning your kitchen and apparatus as you go. Now, the Foodborne Illness Reduction Strategy from 2017 to 2021 this year was made to help risk management, to reduce cases of food poisoning. What have you achieved and what have you set to find over the last 4 years?
The Foodborne Illness Reduction Strategy was developed for two reasons. One, there's a National Foodborne Illness Reduction Strategy, so our strategy was based along similar lines to that. But as you've mentioned, there was a particular salmonella problem that we've had that we needed to try and address, in addition to other things like Campylobacter as well, so it does cover Campylobacter as well. The main direction and main focus has been, at this stage, on salmonella. Particularly in relation to eggs. Now, I don't want to put people off eating eggs. Now, eggs are fine, as providing they're handled properly, so they should have no concern about that. But there are particular risks that we've identified, as we've been talking about, that need to be handled and dealt with. And the strategy itself has been looking at a whole-of-chain approach. So that's like looking at the production end, how the eggs are handled, in between the consumers, transport, storage, and those types of things. And then also how the retailers and resellers sell the product. And the final issue of the strategy is the preparation. So preparation can be in the home or it can be in the restaurants and food service type businesses. So we've been focusing a lot along all of that chain that I've mentioned, particularly retailers, but more so restaurants, and we've been putting some advice out to the public on how to handle eggs and food in general. At this stage, the results are quite promising. We've seen a reduction in food poisonings that started probably towards the end of last year. But that has been gradually going down, so we are confident that the strategies that we put in place are achieving what they were intended to achieve. And the strategy itself will be reviewed this year to see how it's gone and what other work needs and should be done to deal with it. And we expect that the strategy is likely to go on for another 4 years at this stage, could be shorter, but there are issues that need to be addressed, particularly Campylobacter in chickens, but also there's work to be done around the horticulture space as well. So the strategy is by no means, even though it's up to 2021 this year, it's by no means completed. It's work and achieved the outcomes that we're trying to get put in place.
Okay, well, very interesting that this strategy was put in place because of an increase in salmonella cases here in Western Australia. You hear the likes of those diseases or bacteria infections, and you think they surely must be going down, but great that there was a task force put in place, and they're seeing results up until this year in the actual decrease in food poisoning. So well done, congratulations, and best of luck over the next few years keeping food poisoning on the down. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Stan.
Thanks, Lars. It's good to be speak to you.
Anytime.
You're listening to On The Record.
Just there, Food Environmental Health Directorate Managing Scientist Stan Goodchild talking to us all about reducing your risk of food poisoning and good kitchen hygiene. Super interesting stuff. How salmonella was actually on the rise in Western Australia, so it spurred the start of a task force that set out to create good kitchen hygiene and reduce the likes of food poisoning here in Western Australia. And we got our own little chat with the Department of Health just there, all about food poisoning. Of course, some really easy tips to reduce your risk is to clean your products and utensils when you're in the kitchen, and do not cross-contaminate foods like fish, veggies, chicken, and eggs also.